And I'll just complete this paragraph, continuing with Alice. It is not experienced hatred that leads to acts of violence and destructiveness, but hatred that must be warded off and bottled up with the aid of ideology. And I wanted to get that in because this is a really important point. A situation that can be examined in detail in the case of Adolf Hitler. Every experienced feeling gives way in time to another. And I'll repeat that. Every experienced feeling gives way in time to another. And even the most extreme conscious hatred of one's father will not lead a person to kill, to say nothing of destroying a whole people. But Hitler warded off his childhood feelings totally and destroyed human life because, quote, Germany needed more Lebensraum, living space, because the Jews were a menace to the world, because he wanted young people to be cruel so they could create something new, because the people are beasts who are ruled by passion rather than reason, because we need trained and qualified philosopher kings to subdue them, because ancient Greece was the flowering of reason and shows how to manage the people so they can finally achieve it, because without rule by the best, there would be chaos, because the disobedient and superfluous must be culled from the herd for the greater good of the majority. The list of supposed reasons could go on and on. The aid of ideology, simply because the child was not allowed to express their quite legitimate anger at being repressed. So we'll continue this next week. And I want to thank you for being hanging in there with me and my you know, ups and downs and need. I hope one day we meet. Until next week, stay strong. Peace.
Come.